Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog, giving them all. Like a million bucks, things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Mm-hmm. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Man, oh man. Ain't God good? Yeah, he is. Hey, you know, I want to remind everybody today that you got to keep pressing forward, man. I know it gets difficult out there sometimes, but you got to keep pressing forward. There's nothing else for you to do. The option of quitting turning back, giving up. It cannot be there. The thoughts can pop into your head, but when they do, you got to pray about it. But you got to keep pressing forward. You got to keep it moving, man. I don't care how dark and dirty it get for you. You got to somehow summon it up within you to keep it moving, to keep pressing forward. Because the only way you're going to get it is you got to stay in the race. You know, you've heard it said 1,000 times, the race isn't given to the swift, but to him that endureth to the end. You got to stay with it. Whatever it is, I don't know what it is for you, but whatever it is, you got to stay with it. Because quitting don't let you see the end result. Giving up don't let you see the end results. Turning back don't let you see the end. The only way to see the end results is you got to finish the race. You got to stay in the race because the victory may be nearer than it seems. There's a poem I learned in college under some stressful situations. I'll just say it like that. There is a stanza in this poem called Don't Quit that says, often the goal is nearer than it seems to a faint and a faltering man. And often the struggler has given up when he might have captured the victor's cup. And he learns too late when the night came down how close he was to the golden crown. Now, that's just a stanza in it. The poem is much longer than that. I know the whole thing because I learned it. But I've always remembered that poem. But, you know, I'm talking to you today from the standpoint of encouragement. I want to show you an analogy that I tripped on this morning when I was thinking about something I wanted. And I was thinking, you know, okay, if you have a job, the way you have to do your job forces you to do this. See, you can't just randomly do this on your job. A job forces you to plan ahead a little bit, you know. A job requires that you go through the procedures in order for something to happen that you want to happen. Example, you want a vacation. You have to put in for that vacation. And that's what it's called on your job. Just put in. You may dress it up some other way, but common sense. You have to put in. You got to do that because the job requires it. You got to put in for your vacation. If you want a promotion and you see it posted somewhere that we are now have a position opening, you got to put in for that. You just can't sit back and hope they pick you, because they're probably going to pick the person who wants it, who shows the initiative to go get it. So you have to put in for a promotion on a lot of jobs. If you want some days off, couple days here, couple days there, you got to put in for that. But all of these are things that you want. You want vacations. You want a day off here and there. You want some promotions. If you want a raise, you have to go in and request a raise. It requires an action on your part, on your job. And guess what? We've all accepted this as this is the way it's done. You want a raise, you have to put in for a raise. You want a raise, you got to go in and have a meeting and take a request so you can show your value to get the raise. You want a vacation time, you got to put in for that. And then they could tell you yeah and nay. You want a promotion, same thing. You want some days off, same thing. Okay, that's the deal with your job. Well, that's the deal with your life, too. That exact picture that I painted for you that you're all so very much aware of, that you're very crystal clear on the rules and regulations that you have no problem following, them the same rules for your life. What you mean by that, Steve? You got to put in with God. You got to put in for what you want with God. And it's as simple as that. You put in. You want some more of this, some more of that. You got to put in with God. You put in with your job. You go down there and ask that man what you want, and you ain't got no problem following the rules. Well, put in with God. What you want? What your list? What's your request? What do you really want? How much money are you really trying to make? Where you really trying to live? What kind of career and job would you really like to have? What kind of person would you really like to be? What type of family are you hoping and wishing for? Who is the person you want in your life? What type of person do you, what's the relationship you looking for? What you want? You got to put in for that. You got to put in, you got to go to God and put in for that. See, we'll follow the rules set to us up, set up by us in a system. But we simple rules of putting in for your life, man. We don't even do that. I wish I would put in for a job and not put in for God. You got to be kidding me. You think this man that has this company can has more to offer to you in terms of vacation promos and raises than God got for you for your life? Man, you keep putting too much faith in man. That's what's wrong with us. I sure hope he give me this raise. I sure hope. I don't even go to people with that. I go to God about it. Then God touch them people's hearts. Then when I walk in there, it's already done. That's how you capture this thing, folks. It's not a magic trick. It's just a real simple understanding. Why would you not put in with God if you're going to put in on your job? That don't make no sense. Where you get the job from? Where your boss get his position from? Where did this company come from? See, when you peel back the banana, it all make a lot of sense, don't it? It really does. And I'm just a common sense guy. You know, look, I don't have the education that a lot of people have. But I got a sure enough bunch of life experience, though. Oh, I've been getting smacked and knocked down the majority of my life. Oh, I may look good to you now out there. Look like he got his shine going on. And I am grateful to God for my life that I got now. Because this show ain't the one I had. But I got news for you. It ain't the one I thought I was going to have until I put in for it. I ain't seen none of this until I put in for it. And you know, as I saw it shaping and forming, then I said, God, could that really be happening? I wonder if you could make me this. Lord, I was wondering, man, could I really have a syndicated radio show? Lord, make it happen. If it's in your will, I put in for it. Now, I'm working my tail off now because that's a part of it. See, but then God tells you that, too. He says faith without works is dead. I'm working my behind off. But the big thing is I put in for it. So I got a bunch of more stuff that I done put in for God. I can't tell y'all what it is, but oh, Lord have mercy. I'm in line. I'm putting in for all the blessings that's due me. If God's passing out a raise in blessings, I'm lined up. He passing out a promotion. He going to promote some more blessings. I'm lined up. He want to send me on a bigger vacation. I'm lined up. He passing out extra checks down at the job. I'm lined up because I'm putting in. Why don't you put in too? Come on, y'all. Talk to God. He'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention, okay? I need it just for a second here. Well, I'm actually asking it for the next 4 hours, but who listened to the radio for 4 hours? Well, we hope you do, but we know you probably got to go to work, so you don't. And we was hoping some people just stick around for the 4 hours while they was at work, but you need your job, so you can't be listening to the radio. So we was hoping then that you put your headsets on when you're going in the job, but then you can't do that because they see the headsets, you're going to lose your job too. So you faced with a quandary. You can stay with us and have a wonderful day, or you can stay with us with part of the morning and have a partially good day. But we hope we do something that'll sustain you for the whole day. That's the objective of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Glad you understand it, because I don't know what the hell I just said. Hey, Shirley.
That ignorant mess you just said. Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you for listening. We appreciate
what it is.
Thank
Carla
you,
for yeah. real.
Ooh, please listen for 4 hours. Lord Jesus. Good morning.
King of the pranks, Nephew Tommy.
Yes, sir. Top of the morning, sir. Top.
I forgot.
Right. No,
Tommy. I went here to order it. I'm accustomed to going in. Yeah.
Two days a week, Steve. It ain't my fault.
Ladies and gentlemen. It ain't your fault.
As surprised as I am, you must be. But guess who the hell is here today? That damn bitter man, Anthony Brown.
It is not your fault. I don't blame you at all. You went into the order that you're accustomed to. You're absolutely right.
Okay. And let me tell you something else. He ain't even on Zoom. So now, out of sight, out of mind.
Out of sight, out of mind, right.
Is he new? What is this J. Anthony Brown you speak of? Yeah. Is it, he new?
I'm like a new employee. This is orientation I'm having today. Just to meet everybody.
It's,
yes.
It's a long story.
It's a long story.
It's such a long story. It goes back to 1985.
Well, tell us.
Ooh, that's a long story.
Yeah, we have time.
Well, you know, I got started in comedy at Hilarity's Comedy Club in Cuyahoga Falls. And finally, this guy named Tom Sobel, I finally got his attention and sent him a tape. I'd only been in the business a few months.
20 minutes.
And I had 15, maybe 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I was begging to be booked as an opening act. And he gave me my first traveling gig. Oh. And the first night, I drove from Cleveland, Ohio to Bloomington, Indiana.
How long?
To a one-night bar on a college station, and it was called Nick's.
Mm-hmm. What?
They had accidentally booked two blacks on the same
show. They normally didn't do that back in the day.
Oh, no. That was a rule.
Oh, back in the day,
no,
you
they
could
just
not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
in
they
85?
Didn't. No.
Oh, wow.
It was racist.
It was a long time crazy.
Yeah, that was racist.
Yes, very much so.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to the gig. And I'll tell you, when a right come back, how I met the best friend and biggest fool all at the same time I ever had.
All right. Part two of the Steve and Jay story coming up, as well as Ask the CLO at 32 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, you were telling us how you and Jay met.
So we met. I had finally got booked my first out-of-town gig. I was going overnight. I was excited. It was a series of one-nighters, Tom Sobel's Comedy Caravan. I drive in, and I go to the hotel.
Red Roof
and
Inn.
They, huh?
It was the Red Roof Inn. I never
Red, yeah, Red Roof yeah. Inn in mm-hmm. Bloomington, Indiana, performing at a place called Nick's. I go to Red Roof Inn, and they say, your roommate is already here, and he gave me the room. I said, well, damn, okay, well, I got $11. Mm-hmm. So I don't care who it is. I got to go upstairs. I knock on the door, and Jay Anthony opens the door.
Wow.
I said, but he had his stuff all
but
over
the
damn
midst
room.
Of sewing. I was sewing.
Both beds up.
Yeah. He was making his pants that he was going to wear that night. Because what a lot of people don't know, Jay is a really, really good tailor.
Yeah,
he can really make clothes.
Oh, wow.
And that was his profession before mm-hmm. I met him. So I look at the bed, but I say, hey, man, I'm your roommate. My name is Steve Harvey. He said, you can't stay in here. Now I'm looking at him. He don't know how hard I am.
Can I say something, though? Not that you couldn't stay in there. I had so much stuff. You really could not stay in there. That's what I was saying.
Literally.
He had an extra TV. I saw a phone cord all the way across the room. I said, man, what is this dude doing? I said, my man, I don't know what to tell you. I got to stay here. He said, but you go downstairs because this ain't camp. And get yourself another room. He don't know I got $11. I said, my man, I can't go downstairs and get no room. I ain't got no money for that. Now I'm looking at him because I'm hot now. Mm-hmm. And I said, well,
Cleveland.
Man, I'm tight. So he say, hey, man, him. And Jay gave me $30. Wow. I said, go down there and get you a room, man. And I went on there and got a room. And the first time somebody ever done like that for me, I got my room.
Damn, Jay, you had $30, Jay?
Yeah.
He said he was a headliner.
Jay was making $1,800 a week when I met him.
Oh, dog.
Oh, doggy.
You was balling, Jay.
Dog. So I went back up to his room because I saw all that stuff. I said, hey, man. I saw you had an iron in here. Can I use your iron so I can press my clothes for the night? He said, man, you gotta start getting this stuff. You're going to be on the road. And I said, okay, hold up. You know, N-word. I ain't finna hear all this.
You was touchy back then.
Oh, dog, I was real tight.
Oh, he been touchy from day one.
Oh, he was trying to help me, but I thought.
He was so humble. When I tell you he was humble.
Oh, really?
He came, let me finish. He came back up. He had his hat rolled up like a yard worker, man. And he was sweating and everything, man.
Wrenching it in his hand.
I don't have an iron. And could you be so beholden? I know you gave me the money to get the room and everything, but. Could you be so beholden to give me? Let me use your iron. I don't have an iron. And he said it like that. An iron. Go ahead, Steve.
And you guys have been friends ever since.
So I went across the street to Target and bought a $9 iron. So I ironed my outfit at. We meet up at the club. Jay had a powder blue Pinto.
Full of stuff, man.
Packed to the, went all the way to the back. I go get my shoes and put them on, and I go out there and I watch J. Anthony Brown. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, Jesus.
He was
the most brilliant act I had ever seen in comedy, man. Mm-hmm. I sat there in complete and utter awe. Mm-hmm. He told me at the show, he said, you're pretty funny, man. A couple moves you need to learn. Mm-hmm. But anywhere, you're going to be pretty funny. I said, man, if I can be funny, it's this boy right here. So we was on tour
the rest of the week.
He had them white folks laughing so hard. And, you know, it was no black headliners ever.
There was no black audience either, Tommy. We didn't see black audiences. Wow. It was all white.
The only black headliners was J. Anthony Brown, Byron Allen, and George Wallace.
Don't forget Sinbad.
Sinbad. But, you know, I never saw Sinbad because he was too big. Mm-hmm. You know, he was on Star Search and all I was sitting up here going, man, this is the greatest dude. We stayed together that whole week, and we got to the weekend, and we had a gig that was two nights in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yeah, man.
And one night, man, after the show, the first night, he said, y'all, I want to bring up a guy that's going to be great in this business one day. And I was the opener. He said, come on back up, man. Close the show out with me. And we stood on stage and sang that song. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? And we had our arm around each other on stage. And all the white people joined in. Jay, I went home that night, man. I was so emotional sitting on my bed, man. I said, man, this dude said I was going to be great. And then the next night, we closed the show the same way. Mm-hmm. We exchanged phone numbers. Wasn't no cell phones.
No.
And we made a pact. We said, hey, man, if you ever need me, call me and leave a message. I check my messages every 4 hours. And then we became friends. And he said, then we got so close, I said, hey, man, if you ever get in trouble, just leave Mayday on the machine. Mm-hmm. Mayday. Mm-hmm. Mayday. And that's when we knew somebody was in trouble, and we had to get in our car, try to find him.
Wow. And
first time he called
wasn't
me,
no texting, Mayday was, wasn't no texting or none of that back in the day.
First Mayday, she found my book. My entire book.
Dog.
What was that, Jay? What happened?
Now, we ain't got to go into who, but it was found. Okay.
Jay had a diary.
Oh, okay.
That he kept record of everything he did. He wrote down all his thoughts and everything.
Jokes.
And he left it at this girl's house. And he called me and he said, Mayday. And it just so happened, I'm going to Memphis. Now, I knew the girl.
She was. Okay.
I knew the girl because we had talked. We knew each other's people, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, man, she found the book.
God, dog.
God.
All right, guys. We got to wrap up. Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, the Clo, as the nephew calls him. Steve Harvey is in the building. Now, Steve, I know you're ready, but you may not be ready for this name, okay?
Okay.
Satchel in Louisiana.
What?
Before
I answer this question, I want to thank Jesus, my heavenly Father, Lord and Savior. I've wanted nothing more in my career than to somebody named Satchel to ask me something. Come on, Satchel.
You got it.
Come on. All right, I'm going to answer this fully.
All right, Satchel says,
before you ask me the question, this finna be an old ass issue. Let's just say that right now. Watch this.
You know this.
Watch this.
All right, hey, Steve, you and I are the same age, and unlike you, I'm still out here trying to find the right lady and settle down. I got a divorce, and my wife took me to the cleaners. So it's hard to bring ladies to my one-bedroom apartment at my age. I dress nicely, and I still have a nice car, but I can't bring a woman back to my home. I get a retirement check, but it's not much, so I'm working full-time again. How can I get my swagger back?
Get a three-bedroom, Satchel.
You can't afford it, though. She took him to the bank.
She took him to the cleaners. You can't cut back money on what you eat, and you can't cut back money on where you live. And if you embarrassed to bring them back to a one-bedroom, put you a three-bedroom, put you a cigar lounge in there, and another room so it'll look like you bought something, you're going to have to spread a little bit, Satchel, and get you a little bit. Got to get a little bit more. See, and you're going to get your swag back when you get your pad back. Because that's what's slowing you down, see? If that's the stopping point, you got to cut your corners somewhere else. But you can't cut your corners on what you eat, where you go to dinner, and where you sleep. Them two places you can't cut corners.
Well, he says he dresses nicely, and he still has a nice car, so you think he should
good. You just got to quit pulling up to that efficiency.
All right, Satchel.
Wow.
Uh-huh. You heard it from
Should
the
Should he downgrade his car? Should he downgrade
No, hell bus? No. Don't give nothing back. Upward and onward, Satchel. It ain't ever too late. Listen to me.
How's he going to get a three-bedroom? I'm trying to figure that out.
Because, Tommy, that's the one thing that's stopping him. He's ashamed of what he's taking him back to. Well, you got to spring for more.
So get another job?
He can get his hustle up.
Okay.
He got something he can do. Everybody, man, stop admitting to defeat.
Okay.
Sometimes the answer ain't to cut back. The answer is to make more. Why is everybody's answer to everything cut back? Why would God take you to a place and not allow you to stay there?
Okay.
Get your hustle on and get you a three-bedroom. Ain't no damn maybe. I'm talking to Satchel, Tommy. You ain't in our age group.
Maybe Satchel need to play some more baseball. Yeah,
that's Satchel Paige, you crazy man.
Come on.
All right, here we go. Moving on. Tanisha in St. Louis says, I'm a 28-year-old engaged female, and my fiancé is a great provider, but he's childish. I moved in with him to get settled before our wedding, and I have to share a closet with his comic books and action figures. He comes home from work and plays his PS5 that he got himself for Christmas. He also has a helicopter and a drone that he flies around the neighborhood. Living with him has exposed another side to him. Is this just a phase, or should I be concerned about his behavior?
No, it ain't no phase. He damn near 30. You got action figures in your closet.
At 30.
Comic books. Yeah.
And comic books. And you fly drones around the neighborhood.
Man.
And you bought a PS5 for Christmas. That's what you play with.
Man.
Hey, little girl, you don't see that? Okay. Okay. Them red flags.
Yeah.
Don't collect them.
She go get That's dressed up and all the Avengers in the closet.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Don't ignore them. You're right, CLO. Do not ignore these red flags.
Oh, wow.
These are major red flags.
Better now than later.
That's right.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
just a right. fiance.
Yeah. yeah.
You walk out now.
All right.
Iron Man?
All right, here we go. DJ in Huntsville. My husband found a few text messages between me and my male coworker. The guy asked personal questions like what I sleep in and what's my favorite perfume. I played it off by telling my husband he was getting a gift for his girlfriend. My crazy husband called the guy, and I had no idea until I went to work and my coworker went off on me and told me I need to learn how to delete my texts. My husband and this guy are mad at me, and it's all over a few text messages that weren't that bad. What should I do?
Wait a minute. Hold up. Hold up.
Man. Mm-hmm.
How your coworker getting mad at you for not deleting your messages and you married? What are you asking you what you sleep in for?
Right.
You lied and said it was because he was trying to get his girlfriend. What the hell he mad at you for? Because you didn't delete your text messages. Now, unless, lady... it's a little bit more to the text message than you enjoying them. And he's sitting up in here, you told me you was deleting this stuff and you didn't. Now this man that came up here and checked me, I didn't sign up for no ass whooping. I was just trying to get a little extra. Now, unless that's the case right there, then I don't know what you want us to do.
Yeah.
Because you gave this man your number at work and he texting you asking you what you sleep in and all this here. Wasn't for his girlfriend and you know it.
Yeah, inappropriate.
So now, how you want us to fix this for you? This situation you started. Sister, come on. You gotta be kidding me.
Yep.
At least this a warning shot.
Oh, it's for ass whooping the next time.
Oh, for sure.
To the dude. I'm talking about to the dude.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's exactly at what's going to happen to him. Mm-hmm. And he know it, too, because he already called about a husband.
Mm-hmm.
Now, text again asking about something else she wearing.
All right. We got to move on. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, the icon, the legend, the queen of rock and roll, the one and only Tina Turner has passed away. Now, this was after an extended illness. The illness was undisclosed. Miss Tina was 83 years old. Angela Bassett paid tribute to the late Tina Turner, whom she portrayed, of course, in the 1993 movie What's Love Got to Do with It? Angela said in part, quote, how do we say farewell to a woman who owned her pain and trauma and used it as a means to help change the world? Through her courage in telling her story, her commitment to stay the course in her life, no matter the sacrifice, and her determination to carve out a space in rock and roll for herself and for others who look like her. Other stars have paid tribute to the late, great Tina Turner. Of course, Oprah, who was her friend, Ringo Starr, one of the Beatles, Elton John, Jennifer Hudson, Mariah Carey, Diana Ross, Alicia Keys, Rod Stewart, Mick Jagger, and of course, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
True legend. True, mm-hmm. true legend.
Yeah. That was really, you know, that was a shocker, yesterday. I found out while I was working. Guy came out on stage and told me on a commercial break. Mm. And he said it to me, whispered, and I repeated it, but I had my mic on in front of the audience. Mm-hmm. And they just gasped, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then after that, the whole thing started. They got all these lists out about the top 50 iconic female voices, the top 30 best females who changed the music. And Tina Turner's on all those lists.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Just all of the lists, you know.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when things like this happen, you know, we all start saying things. Now, I never met her. I never had the opportunity to meet her ever before. Uh-huh. It's just, she just had one of those careers. I think what happened, similar to what Angela Bassett was saying, was her walk, her life story was such an inspiration to so many, you know, who come from the bottom or who go through hard times, tribulations, and still somehow, by the grace of God, make it.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had one of those types of lives that was a testimony to That's grit right. and faith and mm-hmm. endurance and uplift and perseverance. And mm-hmm. you know, I just think it was one of those types of lives, man.
Yeah, she really. Broke so many barriers, Steve. She, I mean, from age, you know, she was doing rock and roll when she came up. Then, you know, they were saying that she was doing R&B when she came up. Then they were saying she aged out, you know, but then she wanted to prove that she could not only do R&B, but she could also do rock and roll. You know, she had so many doors closed in her face, but she persevered. I mean, even after what she had gone through with Ike, and she persevered. Then she wanted to break into movies. She was able to do that. I mean, just on and on. What a testament her life is for never giving up and to, you know, just to mm-hmm. continue going in spite of everything. Just keep it moving. And that's what she did.
And inspired so many people. I mean, you look at Beyonce today on stage. If she, the way she performs does not remind you of Tina Turner all the way.
Yeah.
All the way.
Legs
and
all.
Concerts.
Hair.
Tina Turner's concerts. So many people at her concerts. Just
I've seen so many Tina Turner concerts live.
Have you, Shirley?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 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 So many of them. The energy, the beauty.
From Nutbush, Tennessee. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The lyrics, The lyrics of the songs.
Just everything about her. Everything. Her iconic legs. I mean, who had those legs? Those legs.
What's your favorite, though? Proud Mary? What's your
Proud
favorite?
Mary. All day. Proud Mary.
Steve, what's your favorite? Of course, my favorite is What's Love Got to Do With It.
What's Love Got to Do With It? Something like that.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite song. You know, it was just crazy the way she worked.
Her work ethic.
I mean, what she endured. It's just one of them stories, man. It's a Cinderella story, but this Cinderella story was racked with pain, and it was a public pain too.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was well documented and known what was happening to this woman. You know, in her personal life. And again, you know, we get in the mix like this was in a week. This was Jim Brown, You know, a lot wasn't said about the passing of Jim Brown, but, you know, if you're from Cleveland and or if you're really a real football fan, you understood what the passing of Jim Brown meant, man. Mm-hmm. And, just in terms of social justice and what he did for black people and how he stood up as an athlete, how he threw all caution to the wind, how they, him, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, and everybody went to the aid of Muhammad Ali when he decided not to be inducted, when he refused to fight in the Vietnam War, how they all rallied around him. Jim was there. Jim was there before that. And so, you know, this week right here, is, you know, losing two icons in a week is tough. But because they were so much older, you know, as opposed to a Kobe passing or something like that, you know, it just didn't get the social media. Now, Tina's getting social media a lot of accolades, you know, but sometimes this younger generation just doesn't really know.
Yeah, they don't the know. Yeah, the impact.
The implications and the impact that some of these people had that made it even possible for your new stars to survive, thrive, and do the things they do.
Mm-hmm. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has passed away. What a shocker this was. Miss Tina was 83 years old. Steve, her concerts were amazing. Former President Barack Obama said that Tina Turner was raw, she was powerful, she was unstoppable, and she was unapologetically herself, speaking and singing her truth through joy and pain, triumph and tragedy. Today, we join fans around the world in honoring the queen of rock and roll. And that's so true. She was global. And they're calling her story one of the greatest or the greatest comeback story in the history of music because of what she endured and how she came back and got, it was on top of not just the United States, but the world. Mm-hmm. The great.
I remember
Tina
seeing
Turner.
Her as a kid, seeing her on the Johnny Carson show. She was major, man.
And she choreographed those dance moves that she did with the I-Cats.
The
and
shoulders.
All of that.
The
yes.
shoulders.
Well, ain't nobody else know how to do it. I mean, and had nobody done it before, so that was just it had to be her, you know.
I was reading on TMZ, they were saying that back in March, she talked about her health and not taking better care of herself when it came to issues with her kidney, and that she should have taken medication more regular, you know, to help with high blood pressure. You know, the chronic diseases that set in as you age, high cholesterol.
Yeah, whenever we lose somebody, there's lessons to be learned, even in loss. You know, I often say behind every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. You know, and I mean, we should take the time out, just like they do at most funerals, to remind people that those of us that are still here, that we got to be mindful that we're on that same path. You know, man, you can quicken the trip, you can worsen the trip, or you can lengthen the trip, or you can smooth out the trip with the decisions that we make. And a lot of these issues we have in our health issues, and it's sad to hear when a person says, I should have took better care of myself. I should have been a little bit more mindful of my medicine schedule. I should have watched what I eat. And I think that all of us, you know, have something to learn from that statement right there. I wish I had it, because I don't want to wait until I can't do anything about my health, you know.
Yeah.
We can all get on a health and wellness journey no matter where you are right now. If you're still here, you have a chance to do something. You know,
true. That's true. If you get a chance to, please watch the documentary I, Tina. It's on Netflix. It's out there. It's streaming.
And all morning long, we are playing Tina Turner music.
All right, coming up, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show as we celebrate the life of Tina Turner right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, our very own J. Anthony Brown is always here with the foolishness. Can count on him. He's got details on his brand new book. Tell us about it, Jay.
I just finished my new book, Steve, and it's called 101 Ways to Start an Argument. several chapters in the book. Chapter one, you know, laugh on the phone for no reason. Just laugh. That's all you...
That'll start then, an argument.
Yeah, it will start an argument. This is how you start.
Yeah, you laughing at.
Yeah. Chapter seven is a real good chapter. Uh-huh. Take a shower in the middle of the day. Just shower. Oh. Where you going? Yeah. No, I'm just showering. That's a... On Sunday, this is a good one for Sunday. Say I'm going to a different church by myself. That's what you say on Sunday.
That's not argument.
Yeah, it's going to be some hell up in there. Yeah. Well, who right, over there?
Here's another ways to start an argument. Yeah. Put an empty bag in the closet and just walk away. Just put it up there and just walk away. What's in there? Don't worry about that. Don't go up there. Don't go up there.
What you mean, don't go up there?
Yeah, don't go up there.
Right.
Don't go up there. All right, ways to start arguments. Say this phrase right here. This really works. Say, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And leave. Just leave. Just leave. I'll be right back.
Where you going?
I'll be right back. Don't worry about where I'm going. I'll be right back.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's
awesome. You just walk out of here. Sure. What?
You use this phrase right here on the phone. This really gets an argument. Say, good job, Becky. I'll see you tomorrow. And then hang up the phone.
Oh. Becky?
Becky with the good hair, Becky?
Why the hell you got to encourage Becky?
Yes.
What you doing? Some damn good job, Becky. What she do so damn good? Well, your black ass got to be commenting on it.
This is from my new book, How to Start an Argument. Ask your mate. Your lady, when's your friend coming over here? You know,
you can't do that.
Mike, she ain't been over here in a while. When's she coming back?
When's she single, huh? Ain't she single?
Oh no. Yeah. That starts an argument right off the right top.
He's a pretty good Jay argument right here. Boy.
Ways to start an argument. No matter what movie she says she want to go to, you say, "Oh, I seen it already. I seen it."
Oh, you're done. Oh, you going to movies now? Oh, okay.
You had time to go see it.
You saw Hustler already?
What? Yeah, I seen that. Well, let's go to I seen it. Here's another one. Ways to start an argument. You on the phone and you laugh real damn loud and then you start whispering.
Jay, you've been married a bunch of times, boy.
And this is why he's divorced.
Jay,
you know how to run somebody off, dog.
Jay, can I give you one?
Give me one. I'll put it in the book. Go ahead.
Buy your wife some running shoes for her birthday.
Oh, Steve!
Oh. Wow.
Oh, so wow. I'm fat now?
Too far.
Oh. I thought you liked this color.
Yeah.
Man.
You don't like yellow?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Yeah.
Buy some running shoes. That'll
do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Ooh, Steve,
all of a sudden, in the middle of the day, you put on a clean shirt.
You woke up in one shirt and put on another. Oh.
What you change your shirts for?
Can I just put on a new shirt?
No.
No, you cannot. What was wrong with the old one?
Hey, Jay. Can this go with the book, Jay?
Can I just add one more? You ready?
Yeah.
Come on. Ways to start an argument in your house, guaranteed.
Come on, what?
Come in from work and pull your pants off and ain't got no drawers.
All right, thanks, Jay and Steve.
You just commando with it.
The nephew up next with today's
show draws.
Today's prank phone call. Right after this.
What's wrong?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, there were way too many people in one bed.
Whoa.
What is Whoa. That about? Wait till
That's
you
when
hear
you need on this California bed. King, baby. You need that California King.
Right now, we'll get into the strawberry letter later, but right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff? What's on the menu?
This one here is... This one here is check settlement. Cat dog, if you would, check settlement. Thank you.
Hello?
Right. I'm trying to reach please.
This is she.
How you doing? It's attorney over to and Associates.
Uh-huh.
All right. Want to give you a call. I just got your file that hit my desk, and we got a check going out to you on Monday. You came in yesterday, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Listen, we got a few little glitches here we want to go over with. I want to go over with you and make sure we get this all ironed out before you come in on Monday, and I'll have a check definitely waiting on you when you get here. All right, you're supposed to be getting $6,410.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it's being reduced to $1,200 due to injuries not being as bad as they say it was. A lot of calculations got really mixed up on our paperwork here. And please keep in mind that on the $1,200, we still haven't taken out our fee, which is like about 33 1/3. We'll have a check for you on Monday in the ballpark of $400 to $500.
Hold up. Okay, I'm still not getting it. So. What was the total amount that y'all got from the law, from the insurance?
Evidently, the person that did these calculations completely did them wrong. And I do apologize for this being a mishap on our part, and it's totally screwed up. And I do apologize on the behalf of the association here that we've dropped the ball on that. But your actual check has been reduced to $1,200, okay? And that's without us taking the law fees out of it. So I
guess it sounds right because the how would $6,000 cover the doctor bill and the chiropractor?
Well, from my understanding, man, what they're also stating is that your injuries are not that bad. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news. They're actually wondering if you were actually hurt at all. So
I was actually hurt because I even had to get injections.
Okay.
From the chiropractor.
Okay. And do you have any, I have some medical documents here and I understand that you've been going and you probably, it looks like you went over at least 2 months going to the doctor and getting therapy. And
that was his call. That was the chiropractor's call. That wasn't my decision.
Okay. Well,
that was his call for my injury.
Exactly. And a lot of these doctor fees and that you've gone to has eaten up a lot of these funds. And I tell you, these doctor bills, they get pretty high out there. I do want to apologize. What we're going to do here, since we've dropped the ball on this, we're going to give you the check for $1,200 and not even take the law fees out of it. And I'll have that check waiting on you on Monday morning.
That's still okay. I understand what you're saying. What I'm trying to figure out is I need to see some paperwork of stating what was the amount, total amount check that was written from the insurance company, plus what was the portion that was supposed to be taken out for the chiropractor, plus what was the portion that was supposed to be taken out from the doctors itself. But the amount that you're telling me, $6,000, that's not going to, wouldn't have covered that, ma'am, and leave me with only $1,200.
Okay, I'm not at liberty to let you look at this paperwork anymore. I'm calling you basically to let you know I have a $1,200 check for you. If you don't want that, then you can go ahead and take some other legal action.
That doesn't sound right. From the entire month, because I got the paperwork from the chiropractor stating what amount was paid.
I understand that, ma'am. What I'm trying to let you know, Manisha, is what's going on right now is the response coming back is that you're not actually hurt at all. That's what they're saying. They're saying you're not hurt at all. Actually, I don't want to use the words, but they're saying that you've been faking this the whole time.
I need to see some paperwork before I try to check it. This doesn't sound right. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, right now, you know, I'm the last person that this file is going to come across. It's coming across my desk. This is pretty much a take it or leave it option, you know. And if you don't
leave an option, no. I mean, you don't have to get an attitude with me because you are my lawyer and I am your client.
Well, you're not going to raise your voice. You're not going to raise your voice at me. That's not going to happen either. So let's pipe it down a bit, okay? Now, here's what we're going to do. Do you want the $1,200 check or do you not want it? Now, I've already waived the fees of the attorneys here. Do you want the $1,200 or do you want me to reduce it to $400?
No, I don't want $1,200 because I'm going to take you to court. Because that doesn't sound right for you to me around. You're supposed to be my lawyer.
I'm being the best attorney that you probably could afford, young lady. Okay? And I'm trying to do the best I can to help you. Now, if from what I understand is...
I'm sorry, sir. That's not going to be acceptable. I just have to get a lawyer to sue you, because that's not acceptable.
You know, you people continue to want to...
I turned me in the office yesterday when we came in. How all of a sudden got missed?
I didn't... I wasn't there doing the meeting yesterday. Like I said, these papers just landed on my desk today. What I'm not going to tolerate is you people consistently wanting to file a lawsuit on somebody. Now you want to file a lawsuit on me. You know, you're going way too far with this.
This doesn't sound right. I want to talk to because I've never heard of you. I only heard of
okay. Well, now you've heard of me. I'm... And I work here as well. And I'm not going to stand you dismantling me the way that you're doing.
I just have to get a lawyer to sue you, because that's not acceptable.
I got one more thing. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. You got pranked by your husband.
I'm going to kick your
Oh, your husband told me. She been waiting on that check.
Yeah, I had me hot. I was about to go by that little office tomorrow when I get off of work.
All right, baby, let me ask you something. Tell Tommy, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, baby, look here. Get your check. Ta-da.
Goodness.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Now they doing praise and worship in the prank.
You ever been waiting on a check, a big one, and it don't come right? You ever been waiting on that big check, that accident check, that good settlement? Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. It's my money, and I want it now, J.G.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I was waiting on a big check one time, and Jackie did not pay. She fell in the reels of paying my student loans. I mean, like 2 months off. And man, I had a $10,000 check coming. I was excited. Man, they took that whole check. That whole check. Because she forgot to pay the bill. Boy, you want to talk about upset that day? You know, you can't cuss your lady out, but I went outside and cussed the moon.
Well, let me ask you a question, Tommy. Did you blame her for it?
Yeah. Wasn't nobody. I didn't verbally blame her, but yeah, it was her damn fault. I mean, yeah, but I didn't say that.
But you kept it to yourself.
I kept it to myself, and that's where a lot of stress comes from. We keep all that piped in like that. But yeah, it is. I kept it.
So what came out?
Something for you, nephew.
What came out of that is all my.
Well, but
all
she
my
didn't do it though,
paid.
Shirley.
Well, pay your own student.
You gonna do something for me? Do it then. What is you not doing it for?
Well, pay it. She forgot. You pay your own loan. Keep up with it.
No, she over the bills. Oh, no, you're not going to do that, Carla. No. When you pay the light bill, you pay that student loan bill. You pay that. Keep it going.
If I make the money and you in charge of the money, do your job.
What's all this yelling about? I wish I would.
Because you ain't Marjorie. That's why.
Yeah, you ain't Jackie. So we can say this right here, right now. Pay the bills.
Yell at you when I want to.
It's misplaced anger.
Yeah, you know it is.
Exactly.
Steve definitely can't say it to
you
Marjorie.
Pay your G-Wagon bill when it's due.
Hell
say that
no. Much. I can't say nothing.
At all?
All right, coming up, today's Strawberry Letter subject, there were way too many people in one bed. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We do all these subjects, but like I said before, we mostly talk about sex and relationships. I mean, you know, you can write us about all this other stuff and we'll try to help you out. But mostly we talk about sex on this show. We do.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Okay. Thank you, nephew. Subject, there were way too many people in one bed. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 22 years, and I have a big problem with my husband. My husband's coworker recently bought a motorcycle, and my husband wants one, so he showed me pictures of the motorcycle on his phone. As I swiped through the pictures, my husband walked outside, and so I kept swiping through his pictures. I went as far back as March and came across a video of my husband naked. The video was done 2 days before my 50th birthday, and it was in a hotel room that had a jacuzzi in it. There were 6 or 7 people in there in one bed, including 2 other naked men. My husband laid on the bed between 2 of the women, and they started kissing all over his body, and the video ended. I was so upset. My hands started shaking and my heart was racing. My husband came back inside and I didn't say a word. I wanted to ask him all about the orgy, but I needed to get some information first. Later on, I called my brother to ask him what it meant if 3 guys were naked in one room. He said it is never good for a group of men to be naked together unless they're in a locker room. I told him it was a hypothetical question, but he said he knew exactly why I asked. He reminded me that we lived in a small town, and he said there have been rumors about my husband being into a lot of different sexual things. I told my brother it was all true and that I'd seen it for myself. He advised me to leave my husband because there's nothing else to talk about. I don't want my marriage of 22 years to end this way, but there were way too many naked people in the bed. Do I take my brother's advice and leave, or talk to my husband and hear his side of the story first? Please help.
We need to see.
Well, okay. All right. I'm sure this was a shocker to you. I'm sure it was. I mean, who wants to find out that their husband is cheating this way? Why would he keep something like this on his phone anyway? I mean, does he go back and look at it from time to time? Did he want to get caught subconsciously? And it seems like everyone in town, according to your brother, knows anyway, but you. And what a shame. After 22 years of marriage, he's brought unimaginable pain and embarrassment and humiliation to you. You said your hands were shaking. And but what I don't get, though, is why you didn't say anything right then and there when your husband came back in the house. I mean, what more information did you need? You have him on tape in an orgy. You have the evidence. You want his side of the story? I mean, that was the time to get it. And what could he say anyway? What really could he say? How could he explain his way out of this? And listen, don't get me wrong. I know that this has turned your entire world upside down. 22 years of marriage with this man. But please, believe what's in front of your eyes. Please believe that and base your decision on facts and not the lies that your husband could tell you to try to get out of this particular mess. And this is really way more than just a mess. This is a hot stinking mess right here. You don't deserve this. Okay. You deserve better. And please know that. Steve.
I'm so damn confused.
Yeah.
This damn letter.
Yeah.
Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to enter the twisted mind of a confused man. Let us begin. Been married 22 years. All this started over a damn motorcycle.
Yeah.
See, that's what this was.
A toy.
That's all it was.
The boy got a damn motorcycle. He showed you a picture of the motorcycle, and then he walked outside. What? You left your phone with your wife, and you know you do wrong. Man, I swiped through the pictures after you looked at the motorcycle. So you swiping through them and you went all the way back to March and came across this video your husband had. And video of your husband naked. Now the video was 2 days before your 50th birthday. It was in a hotel room that had a jacuzzi in it. Now here what it let it change. There were six or seven people in there on the bed. What kind of bed was this?
Tommy said California bed, King.
Springs is good.
No, that ain't no California King. Six, seven people. Grown ass people. Damn near 50. Can't fit in this bed. Now, unless the Keebler Elves was in there. Some of the best top cookie makers in the world is Keebler Elves. Now, this was inside of a tree house. I don't understand how six, seven people and two naked men.
Well, that's what was on the tape.
Well, let's stop here, though. See.
Yeah.
It's the two naked men that's throwing all right, this just, whole thing.
On. Just hold it right there. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. My strawberry letter for today, the subject, there were way too many people in one bed. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, there were way too many people in one bed.
All right, this lady thumbing through her husband's phone. He didn't gay. They've been married 22 years. He wanted a motorcycle, showing her the picture of the motorcycle, left her with the phone, went outside. She went all the way back to March, found this picture, video of her husband naked. Now, this was 2 days before her 50th birthday. They was in a hotel room, had a jacuzzi in it, and it was six, seven people in on the bed. Where's this hotel at with this big ass bed?
Springs are strong.
And two of the people in the bed was naked men. Oh, this is where it's confusing. Then your husband laid on the bed in between two of the women, and they started kissing all over his body, and the video ended. Now, you got to understand why the video ended.
Okay, break that down.
Yeah, break that down.
Because what was happening after that, you know, that was the part he didn't mind keeping. It's something that happened a little later on because obviously he wasn't shooting the video.
Nope.
And obviously he got a copy of it from somebody because ain't nobody holding his phone. They was just doing a copy of the video. He kept a copy he wanted.
What about a selfie?
Something happened. Something got out of hand. You didn't need to see that. Then your husband came back inside. Your hands are shaking. Your heart was racing. And you ain't say a word. I wanted to ask him about the orgy, but I needed to get more information first. I'm sorry, ma'am. What more information was you looking for?
Did you need?
That was your ass, your damn husband, butt naked. That was him that laid on the bed. With the seven people in it, he managed somehow to find a crack between two women.
Don't say crack.
Because this bed is crowded.
A lot of cracks.
Six, seven people in there. The little piece of sheet was showing. He jammed his fat ass down in there. And they started kissing on him.
Yeah.
All right. Now, you need some more information. So you called your brother to ask him what it meant if three guys was naked in one room. And then he told you a fact. It ain't ever good for a group of men. See, if I'm in a room, I'm just saying if, I must be the only one in there that zips his pants up and down. if we naked. I can be the only one in here. It'd be 8, 9, 11, 13 people in here. But I got to be the only one in here that got to let the toilet seat up when we go in the bathroom. I'm the only one. And even when I come out and the people go, Steve, why you leave the seat up? That's what would have to happen. Because I'm the only man in there. So, and then you asked your brother about it. And then you said it was a hypothetical question. But your brother said, y'all live in a small town and there's been rumors about your husband being into a lot of different sexual things. Because in a small town, see, 6-7 people in that room, somebody told who all was in the room.
Yes.
There's some talking
so
going
the
on.
Rumors is true. Your husband is into some other things. Orgies is one of them.
We know that for sure. That's different.
He's in there. That's him. This is not a rumor. I told your brother it was all true. And you seen it for yourself. He said, well, you'll leave your husband. Because there's nothing else to talk about. Now, you don't want your marriage of 22 years to end this way. Okay? How do you want it to end?
Right.
Do you want it to end with you with a sexually transmitted disease? Do you want it to end with you finding out some more people pregnant? Do you want it to end by getting invited to come and then you get mad, y'all get in a fight? How you want it to end? Because it's ended.
It's going to end, yeah.
But there were way too many naked people in the bed. Ma'am, if it's one person, why do you keep saying it was way too many naked people in the bed?
Like see, two is okay.
See, you throw it off by the men. Now, I can understand that. See, because I guess, I'm just assuming, as a woman, you thinking if it's another woman you dealing with, you can fight that fight. But now you thinking if he has an appetite for something more than women, then it could be trouble for you. So that is a dilemma that you have. But one naked person in the bed is a problem.
Yeah.
He had a bunch. Now, your brother done told you, but you don't want to do that. So do I take my brother's advice and leave? Or do I talk to my husband and hear his side of the story first? I would love for you to talk to your husband so you can hear his side of the story.
How can he lie his way out of
you
this?
Can't. Okay, Shirley, no ask way. Me and I'm going to show you. Go ahead, ask me.
All right, honey, listen, when you walked out of the room, I happened to go through your phone and I saw...
You went through my phone!
Yeah, well, you left it here. You wanted me to look at the pictures. Yeah, I did.
You went through my phone!
You heard what I said. I went through your phone.
Oh, hell no. So now we got a marriage where I can't trust you with my phone. Ain't this about her?
Oh, that's how you're going to try to lie out
that's
of
it.
That's
flip it.
Yeah, that's weak.
That's all he's going to do. I know it's weak, but that's all he got.
That's all he got.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Well, Memorial Day holiday weekend is the official kickoff to summer. And so, Steve, I got to ask you, what annoys you the most about summer?
What annoys me the most about summer is...
It's too short.
No, what annoys me most about summer is the activities it causes some people to partake in that don't need to partake in. It's like some people shouldn't wear tank tops. And I just think summer brings out a look in some people. You know, I've often wondered. I tell you when I discovered it. You remember when you go to Disney all the time? I kept going, where did they get these tank tops with the armhole that extends all the way down to your belt, no matter how big you are? The armhole shows your whole side of your body. I discovered that they sell them tank tops at Walmart. I don't care how big you are, you can get your arm in this damn tank top.
Yeah.
Now, it might be tight around the stomach,
but
you're going to be able to get in this armhole.
Okay, so
that has always bothered me. Yeah.
Okay. Your nephew had on one the other day. I'd like to point that out.
Which it ain't time for him for that. It's not time. He ain't quite there. You see these sleeves I got on? Get you some sleeves, dog. Yeah. You're not quite there. Yeah. I know your little boy think you strong and all that, but there are those of us who know better. Also, to watch white men in the suburbs cut their lawn with them strap sandals with them socks on. That's another thing that summer brings out that I almost want to stop and go, take your damn socks off! I just want to say that, but I can't. Also, at the beach, there are people on beaches unclothed that really they need to be BB'd is what I'm saying. And that's really beach band.
Beach band.
There's some people that, you know.
That need to
listen to me, fellas. If you don't put on your swimming trunks and you can no longer find the drawstring.
Yeah, that's a problem.
It's time. If you wear two pieces and we can only find the top piece, we have a problem.
Oh, look at the time.
We have a problem. Yes.
We're never asking you about summer.
Yes. I'm just telling you. Ask me what aggravates me about summer. And I was just telling you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
All right, guys, time for some laughter here. And this might just be for our listeners in certain parts of the country, like the Northeast or the Midwest. One of the best weeks of the year to have sex. That's what we're talking about. Because it's not too hot. It's not too cold. You can open the windows. You don't need the air conditioner. You don't need to have to worry about sweating too much. Some say as we get ready to kick off summer, it's going to be too hot for sex. Okay, so the question to you guys is, have you ever had sex without the air conditioner? Is it ever too hot? And is it ever too hot to have sex?
Uh-huh. No. Yeah. Hell, I done been outside. What are you talking about? Ain't no air out there.
Just
wind. I done been in a warehouse.
Hello.
What happened?
You hot as hell in there.
I've been in the car. Just in the car. Off.
But the air
I done made
on.
Love in a foundry before. A foundry. Ford Motor Company foundry. The foundry.
Make the cars?
Yeah, it's hot in there. Okay. Where they make the cars, they make engine blocks. Uh-huh. They pour hot steel into molds and run it through a furnace and then a cooling system. The whole foundry hot. No air conditioner.
Get it?
I bet her hair was sweated out, wasn't it?
Hair.
About the hair.
Edge is gone.
Yeah.
Had a helmet on. You got to have a safety helmet.
Can't
walk around the plant.
They ain't been in no hot place, huh? They act like they ain't done
football
nothing.
Football helmet.
Always comfortable.
That's what I was thinking. Football helmet.
I didn't like her. We ain't got a kiss or nothing. What are we talking about? In a helmet. You can have a face mask on if you want to.
I've been in a hot ass club and done made it happen. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Where in the club?
Where in the club?
like a joining wall, you know, a wall between the, where the party at, but on the other side.
The VIP, tell it, the VIP. Shut up. You know what the hell you was? Talk about some, you know, a joining wall.
People could just see you in the VIP.
No, they couldn't see
you. No, the VIP section, like at the strip club.
Yeah, that glass right there, that's a different kind of glass at the strip club.
I've learned something.
You see out, but they can't really see in. Kind of like that interrogation room. You can see out, but they can't see in.
Oh. So the question was, have you guys ever had sex without air conditioning? I guess the answer to that is yes. What?
I didn't even know. I didn't even know the air was off. I ain't here talking about little
work.
We're not in here for room conditions.
So what happened? I mean, after that, you
give us some details. The projects.
You keep the
projects.
On
ain't no central air in the projects.
So what do you do? You keep the helmet on and you just go back to work when you're done?
You go back to whatever you was doing.
You can't take off. We is at lunch.
How long was your lunch break?
30 minutes. You got to get back out of here.
We got to build these trucks.
Y'all ain't never been nowhere different.
What do you mean different? We asked about the temperature.
Yeah.
In the oil pit.
What? What? Steve, come on now.
Down in the oil pit.
That's pretty greasy.
Oily.
That's a lot of oil. That's a lot going
that's oily.
On.
Well, it ain't no oil on you, nothing.
Oh, okay. It was just hot.
Well, don't get mad at me. Seriously.
But all this bullshit is oil pit, downstairs, furnace, heat,
helmet.
Projects.
Garage,
warehouse.
You know the truth.
What?
I've been in an 18-wheeler in the back. Hello.
Okay, well,
No, that's hot.
I didn't have no air conditioning in my 72 Chevy.
That's a junior set of car.
Yeah, I said the car with it off, It's a little crack in the window. Just all the air we got in
I've been down at Lake Erie.
Outdoors.
In the grass.
Oh, okay.
Mosquitoes and hot.
Man, how hot was it that day?
Ooh, it was hot.
It was a heat wave
and humid.
It was hot as hell. Right. Wasn't no wind blowing me down.
I don't like that thing. Why don't they participate?
Thanks for sharing, guys.
They're so bougie.
They bougie. They don't.
More of today's trending stories on the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, come on, remind everyone about your daily green powder drink. It's called Elevate You.
Okay, so now here's a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you all, the best example for this is me. I want to thank the hundreds of people who have sent in testimonials to my company, ElevateYou.com. ElevateYou.com. It's really, really doing wonders in a lot of people's lives. If you will start to notice that I am improving my look physically now, I'm starting to see the physical benefits of it now. It's starting to come through to where I can notice it. You know, people have noticed it on me before. And then my biggest change was in the way my clothes fit. Mm-hmm. My fit is totally different now. I had on a suit last week that I had made 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I refused to wear it because, you know, my stylist had tried this new look of making my clothes really fitted. And it was just a little bit too much for Uncle Steve.
Too tight.
Couldn't take no deep breaths. Couldn't raise my arm.
Couldn't breathe.
Like that. I actually had the suit on and he posted a picture of it. And there's room in the suit now.
That's
all I can tell you.
Right.
The difference is starting to be noted. Go to ElevateYou.com. ElevateYou.com. Get your green drinks and get started on your health journey.
Thanks, Steve. Coming up at 33 minutes after, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, has passed away. What a shocker this was. Miss Tina was 83 years old. Steve, her concerts were amazing. Former President Barack Obama said that Tina Turner was raw, she was powerful, she was unstoppable, and she was unapologetically herself, speaking and singing her truth through joy and pain, triumph and tragedy. Today, we join fans around the world in honoring the queen of rock and roll. And that's so true. She was global. And they're calling her story one of the greatest or the greatest comeback story in the history of music because of what she endured and how she came back and got, it was on top of not just the United States, but the world. Mm-hmm. The great.
I remember
Tina
seeing
Turner.
Her as a kid, seeing her on the Johnny Carson show. She was major, man.
And she choreographed those dance moves that she did with the eye catch.
The
and
shoulders.
All of that.
The
yes.
shoulders.
Well, ain't nobody else know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and had nobody done it before, so they was mm-hmm. just it had to be her, you know.
I was reading on TMZ, they were saying that back in March, she talked about her health and mm-hmm. not taking better care of herself when it came to issues with her kidney, and that she mm-hmm. should have taken medication more regular, mm-hmm. you know, to help with high blood pressure, you know, mm-hmm. the chronic diseases that set in as you mm-hmm. age, high cholesterol.
Yeah, whenever we lose somebody, there's mm-hmm. lessons to be learned, even in mm-hmm. loss. Mm-hmm. You know, I often say behind every moment of adversity, there's a lesson and a blessing. You know, and I mean, we should take the time out, just like they do at most funerals, to remind people that those of us that are still here, that we got to be mindful that we're on that same path.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
you know, man, you can quicken the trip, you can worsen the trip, or you can lengthen the trip, or you can smooth out the trip with the decisions that we make. And a lot of these issues we have in our health issues, and it's sad to hear when a person says, I should have took better care of myself. I should have been a little bit more mindful of my medicine schedule. I should have watched what I eat. And I think that all of us, you know, have something to learn from that statement right there. Mm-hmm. I wish I had it, because I don't want to wait until I can't do anything about my health, you know.
Yeah.
We can all get on the health and wellness journey no matter where you are right now. If you're still here, you have a chance to do something. Mm-hmm. You know,
true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance to, please watch the documentary I, Tina.
All right, we're coming back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. As a matter of fact, this is our last break of the day. Steve's closing remarks. You don't want to miss it. It's been a good day. We'll be back at 49 after the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, here we are, Steve. Last break of the day. It's been a good day.
I guess a lot of things have been on my mind in terms of closing remarks because I try to really, really keep people, especially good people who are trying to stay on the straight and narrow and the positive.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets difficult at times. I had a young man text me the other day and said, Big Dog, I just need some of your wisdom, man. I've been doing everything, man. I've been praying. My girl is tripping. I don't know how to handle it. It just seems like, man, that God ain't letting this thing happen quick enough for me, man. And I'm thinking about going back to my old ways, man, but I don't want to. And so I was just talking to him about a way to handle it. I sent him a couple of things, you know. And he was talking about how hard it was. And I just told him, I said, look, man, being successful is very, very difficult. If being successful were easy, come on. How many times have you heard that? I don't even have to say it again. Everybody would be it. But when you're going through something, folks, you have to understand that you're being tested. You're being processed and tested. You're being pushed through the furnace. You're being molded. shaped. Sometimes it get real hot in that furnace and you turn liquid and it look like you ain't gonna be nothing, but he just pouring you into this mold. That's all he doing. All the trials and tribulations and hard times and difficulties that you find yourself facing, he just molding you, man. He just getting you ready to receive it. Because when you get it, people gonna come after it. When you get it, people gonna want it. When you get it, you're going to draw attention. All these things you asking God for, when he give it to you, you got to be ready to receive it. And you got to know how to appreciate it and handle it when you get it. And you got to be able to stand all the storms that come with it, because to whom much is given, much is required. So guess what? He requires a lot of you before he give it to you. It ain't just to whom much is given, much is required, meaning after those of you who get something that you owe it to a bunch of people. You ain't got to look at it just like that. To whom much is given, much is required. That great thing that you're asking God for, that incredible thing that you want him to see you through, well, when he give it to you and he see you through it, he gonna require something of you to get through it. Now, when he get through it, now guess what? You've been tested. You've been fire baptized. You've been ran through the mill. You can handle it now. You appreciate it now. You worked for it now. You earned it. And you're going to respect it a little bit more than somebody who was just given something. So when you're going through something, you're being tested. You've been pushed through the furnace. You come out on the other side, you're going to be fine. But you can't quit before you get to the other side. One of the things I sent this young man was a plaque that a guy sent me when I was going through some really dark moments in my life. The plaque said, if you're going through hell, don't stop. Keep going. If you're going through hell, don't stop. Keep going. Why would you stop in hell? Let's think about that. And you got to watch the people in your life, man. Because you got, if you're going to allow people to make more withdrawals than deposits into your life, you're going to soon be in the negative. Sometimes you got to know when to close the accounts. If you got some people in your life where you need to close the accounts. No more accounts receivable. No more accounts payable. No more calling me every time it get dark in your life. And then when something happened in mine, I can't find you nowhere. No more one-sided friendships. No more I'm giving and you taking. And when I need something, you ain't there. Oh, excuse. I read something on Snooze page and I copied it. And I done sent it to a couple of people already. Excuse me for bothering you. My bad. I'm sorry. I forgot. You only fool with me when you need something. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. My bad. I don't mean to bother you. I forgot. You only fool with me when you need something. If you allow people to make more withdrawals than deposits in your life, you're going to soon be in the negative. You got to know when to close the accounts. Everybody in your life right now, you don't need them. You don't need them. Not everybody. Some people just ain't good for you. I don't know if you noticed it or not. You keep trying to hang on in there and believe that they're going to be better. You can pray for them too. But some people just who they are. Now, prayer changes things, but if they ain't praying for themselves, I don't really know how they work. There are some people that can explain it. I can't. I just know, man, when you keep on telling somebody something and they ain't listening and they keep bringing you bad news, and they always the one, man, did you hear what they said about you? Man, you know what I need? Man, you ain't going to believe what happened to me. Oh, man, I can't get around there today. I'm tied up. You're done. If you allow people to make more withdrawals than deposits in your life, you're going to soon be in the negative. You have to know when to close the accounts. Just close the accounts. You'll be better for it. Those are my closing remarks.
Big Dub.
All right now. Wow, Steve.
That was good.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You can go ahead and drop it. You can go ahead.
Some people need to hear that.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.